Hello and welcome to this mini-lecture on cybernetic organisms, or commonly known as cyborgs. According to the Medical Futurist 2019, cyborgs are a combination of organic and mechanical body parts to either improve body malfunctions or to enhance one's capabilities. Coined in 1960 by Manfred Kleins, it was used to describe the technological enhancement of the human body for space travel through the use of drugs and surgery. However, more than 60 years later, it is no longer just about astronauts, but cyborg technology is now a universal discipline, and in medicine, some procedures have become routine. For example, cochlear implants, which connect directly to the brain through the auditory nerve system to provide hearing to the deaf, are completed on 1,260 patients per year in England alone. And this figure is set to rise since the NHS now bears the cost. Other examples include artificial retinas to provide sight to the blind, AI-powered bionic prosthetic limbs, which contain the use of sensors designed to mimic the body to bring back the function that was lost, and deep brain implants known as brain pacemakers that alleviate the symptoms of 30,000 Parkinson's sufferers globally. Scientists are also working on brain implants, which stimulate and warn of dangerous episodes for Alzheimer's patients. These types of cyborgs are restorative. However, there are also enhanced cyborgs too. The wish for the perfect human body with enhanced capabilities has been a dream for humans for centuries, and with the rapid advancement of cyborg technology, people are becoming a step closer to this dream. Current research projects include exoskeletons, which are wearable mechanical devices that provide the user with artificial strength and endurance, earbuds that can translate conversations in real time, and brain-computer interface, or BCI, which allows a human brain and an external device to communicate, providing humans with the ability to directly control machines without the physical constraints of the body. As these and others become available, tomorrow's cyborgs will become a million times smarter than us, and this is, for some, a very frightening concept. So much so that some in the field believe that cyborgs will need protection from humans who wish to do them harm. This has led to the first cyborg foundation, which aims to defend cyborg rights, among other things. As cyborg technology continues to improve and advanced cybernetic enhancement becomes widely available, we have to ask what this means for humanity from an ethical standpoint. Firstly, there could be a vast intellectual gulf between those with the resources to access enhancements to become cyborgs and those without. Secondly, people that are not enhanced could feel pressure to join ranks or face falling behind. And thirdly, is the interference with the blueprint of life through the use of gene editing technologies such as CRISPR. This will allow scientists to add, alter, or remove any part of a person's DNA. This would not only change the person, but also future generations. This may seem like science fiction, but it is actually science fact. Thank you.